escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo,
sounds
you guys
like
with us.
Copium music.
Yeah, it's not copium music. We're not doing that again. We have guests here, Hugh. We can't argue about that now. We'll get back to that.
I just like getting on cops.
Well, you're on everyone's nerves right now.
I will kill you.
All right. Let's welcome in our guests. Eagles Radiothon is going on right now. You can hop on a bit, including, Hugh, how about these experiences? A remote broadcast with us. We can come to your house if you so choose.
And I'm going to your refrigerator.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say that until the bidding is finished.
Okay,
you got to wait on that. Let's welcome our guests. We have Ryan Hammond from the Eagles Autism Foundation and Kylie Kelsey. How you guys doing?
Hey. Oh my gosh.
Great to be here with you guys.
Great to have
great
you.
Great to have show. You, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kylie, how you doing?
Good.
How are things? Busy?
Things are busy.
How's your podcast?
The podcast is great.
She's not going to lie.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Great
it's going great. No, we've had some outstanding guests, and I absolutely feel really, really grateful that I'm put in the position to be able to learn from them, talk to them, and just last week with Hannah Einbinder, bond over Go Birds.
That's awesome. It's awesome. I see it everywhere. All right, so you're with us today as we talk about the Radiothon. And there's so many cool things. I mean, every year you guys come in, it's like, wow, there's so many things. But the one thing we need to ask you about is what Jason's doing. Golfing with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelsey. And the winner, the highest bid, gets to stay at the Trout National.
That sounds
fun. The new
fun.
Golf course. This is like an incredible thing. You get to stay over. Tell us about what Jason's going to do here.
So you're going to be bidding against me because
okay.
I'm plotting to be better at golf than my husband. Don't tell him. Nobody tell him.
Are you close?
I thought
no,
you just
I had
to take
one
him to
less.
The four bedroom villa.
No, four kids is enough. And I think that this is a great opportunity. I mean, who doesn't want to hang out with Jason and Saquon and play golf? Jason's been working on his golf game. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a good time for sure.
So along as you get to, Hugh, this is amazing. You and two guests get 18 holes of golf at the Trout National, which is the new golf course, Mike Trout's golf course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saquon and Jason are going to play with you. And then, as they were referencing, you get an overnight stay in a four-bedroom villa on the golf course.
Four bedrooms?
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine
just
what,
for just you, right?
Yeah. And
like,
well,
if you
and
have
you get to bring, there's, three people that join you.
And then dinner, the day of the golfing. I mean, this is, of all the things on here, this is one of the, like, this one caught me, like,
yeah,
wow.
That sounds really fun, and it's brand new. So that means you get to, like, whatever village you stay in, you get to break them in. Like, that, you're the first person
sure,
to actually stay there.
Absolutely. Are you going to bet on this one, Hugh? Because Hugh's trying to become a golf guy.
I thought about it, and I might, but I don't have three friends, and I don't have a date. So it's like it'll be a little bit of a challenge to fill out the other three rooms.
Yeah. Just think about the value of spending I've golfed with Jason probably 4 hours of his time.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit to go through the course. But like 4 hours of quality time with Jason, Kelsey, and Saquon Barkley.
And just talking about everything.
Yeah. I mean, everyone should just bid on this item. It's incredible.
I think that's a good one. Because Saquon talk about, you know, what was going through his mind. Because that was the question I asked. What was going through your mind in that Jaguars game when you decided to hurdle over Buddy? Because I'm pretty sure he's gotten that question before.
Yeah.
And then as Jason, you know, how it is just to be at home now since football is out of your system. Like, how are you adjusting? Yeah. How's your wife? Did she kick you out the house yet? Is she tired of you being at home all the time and stuff? Are you tired of him already?
No, not at all. He's been so busy. I said last year he was busier in retirement than he was playing football.
But that's probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing.
I mean, he was all over the place.
He's everywhere.
He is.
What was it like for you watching the Super Bowl last year? Because I remember the 2 years or 3 years ago, Chiefs-Eagles, that was like that was the whole family thing, right?
Yes.
But last year, Jason wasn't playing. Was it different or the same?
It was definitely different because, like I've said a million times, I'm always rooting for Travis, but mostly when he's not playing the Eagles.
Sure.
So we luck out because we don't meet them that often. It doesn't often become a conflict. And then it did.
It was a conflict.
Yeah. So, no, I was, of course, rooting for Travis, but it did. I would have liked for it to have been a tighter game because then I would have felt a little less guilty.
Yeah, I get. I mean,
they got that.
Yes, like, they did.
After really I would say like halfway through the second quarter, I was like, okay, guys, we could do something. Like, you guys could do something to make this a little.
They didn't know.
No.
It was from our perspective, it was awesome. But for you, I'm sure it was a little bit uncomfortable.
It was a little uncomfy. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
Before we get to, because I have a question. I think we need you to help, Kylie, help Hugh Douglas out here with something.
Wait a minute, what?
I asked Ryan first. Can you tell us some of the big items maybe that are being bid on right now, or some things that people should be looking at? Because they're really, like, if you go on the website, there's so many. Like,
there's so many to even consider. But like new today, yeah. We just released the Jalen Hurts item. You can do a reading of his new children's book.
Oh,
your
that's
children
pretty cool.
And some of their friends. Like,
that's a great
how
one.
How special would that be? Landon Dickerson will come to your house and mow your lawn.
Yeah, that's the one. I talked to him all the time about his lawnmower.
Yeah,
and he told me that I have to see my resume because that lawnmower is nice.
Oh, it's zero turn. Yeah, he's also going to give Lawnmower 101, like, teach you about the art of mowing the lawn.
And there is an art when he was on with us.
Yeah, because he was talking about the lines.
He put his phone out and showed us the pictures.
Yeah, and that's why he was telling me, you know, he needs to see my body of work. I need to come with a resume.
Yeah, this is a great example of these experiences and why they're so cool is that Landon came up with this himself. He is super passionate. So not only are you bidding on this incredible experience, but these players are bringing their enthusiasm, their passion, and they do it all in the name of supporting a cause. So if you look at those list of experiences, they're every single one of our Eagles players that have raised their hand to give back, to make a difference, and to do it in such a meaningful way with our fans and our, you know, donors who are going to bid and win these experiences. It's just something that it's unmatched.
Yeah, and you know what? It's another thing, like, because I know from talking to him that he really, really likes to cut grass. And I mean, he seriously does. So this gives you, because a lot of times fans feel like they have a connection with the players.
Yeah.
This is a way that you could connect with your favorite player like no other, especially when you talk about, all you have to do is ask him about grass.
Yeah.
And he will go in. He went on a whole diatribe about grass and how it's cut,
like,
and what time to cut it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All of that. And it's like, to sit there, because I feel like fans, like, when you can tap into that, because if you're talking to a player, he'll, you know, you say, hey, football, you know how most people do, it's,
but
they'll
give
you the spiel.
They
don't want to, most athletes, people don't want to talk about football. They don't want to talk about their sports. They want to talk about real stuff. They want to have a real connection. And this is an opportunity to make a real connection.
Well, that's my favorite part of what you guys have created. That it seems to me like it's things they like to do.
Oh,
right?
It's a collaborative effort. It's like, I really want to, like, Sydney Brown really wants to go to New York City and take an in-studio Peloton class. That is actually now his experience.
So it's awesome.
Jen Sherman, she's a huge Eagles fan. She teaches classes there. She helped make it happen at Peloton that you and a guest can go to New York City with Sydney Brown and go in a live studio and take a Peloton cycling
class. Yeah, that
Peloton
ain't no joke.
I'm sure it's not. Didn't you say you did a Peloton class once?
I did. Well, yeah.
Okay. Here's another item that you can bid on, Hugh. I know how much you love changing lives. This is great.
I think Hugh should bid on the Peloton one. I like that. All right. While we have our guests in here, Hugh.
I forgot I told you that.
You have told that story. All right. Kylie, we need your help. So Hugh Douglas recently has said, I think his goal for the next year, whatever, he wants a girlfriend, right?
Perfect.
So we're going to help Hugh. You're going to help
it
Hugh.
So pathetic.
You said it. So
I mean, the way you said it, though, just sounded kind of pathetic.
You
though.
Talked like, about in the past, you met Jason on a dating website, right?
So correct.
How, what do you think Hugh should put on his profile? Like, let's help Hugh out here with dating.
I can tell you what worked for Jason.
Okay.
Let me get my notes. He put a very he put a very sarcastic bio together.
Mm-hmm.
It involves something along the lines of like long talks about your emotions and having kids. Now, he meant it sarcastically. Joke's on him, because we did exactly that. So I think that the irony is just, it's good. So I think you commit to sort of your tone. He's a very sarcastic humor.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you commit to your tone in your bio, then people can already catch that. You're going to get the right one, because they're going to be able to be like, he's being sarcastic. That's hilarious.
So you mean say something like, you know, I'm a caveman. I like to play video games.
Yeah.
Don't really like to talk about sports outside of what I do on the air, stuff like that.
You should say that you love talking about
sports.
You got
to do the opposite. You're being too real right now.
You should say,
okay, so I'm not a caveman. I am an international man of leisure.
Yes. He's an athlete, so that might not give you as
much. It might be too close.
It might be too close to home.
I got to figure this out.
Yeah, just
we can draft something up.
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
That would be great, actually.
Like you like to Peloton, long walks on the beach.
I mean, I do. Okay, since we're here.
Uh-oh.
For an old teammate of mine, Dorsey Levins, he's a spin class coach in Atlanta.
Great.
So I, like, when I was trying to actively find dates, I would go to the spin class.
That's a great place to go.
But here's the problem.
Sure.
Those women are serious about their workouts.
Very much so.
So I couldn't keep up. It was more embarrassing than anything, because they were
But you know what you
no
might
joke.
Find? You might find someone who's caring enough to recognize that you're struggling
mm-hmm.
and then try and coach you up or nurse you back to health.
Like how you did the
I cradle a baby, nurse you back to health.
Yeah, I got to work on that, Joe.
Yeah. I think we've made progress here. All right, did you write all that stuff down?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to do the Tinder.
Okay.
The Tinder. Do the 10. Start
swiping. See how it goes.
There I go.
What's the worst that happens? All right. Kylie and Ryan, we appreciate you guys coming in today. And we're excited to tell everyone about everything going on. EaglesRadiothon.com. So that we're up to 38 bids on Jason's golf outing, by the
That's
way.
That's awesome.
And it's up to $18,000. So get
Man,
bidding
they
on there.
Get more than that.
Oh, they will.
Gonna be, you get to ask Jason all the questions that, you know.
If you've ever had a question about the run game, I feel like between Saquon and Jason,
you have. Yeah.
Just a wealth of knowledge that you couldn't even imagine.
Or sweatsuits, because I've seen the picture of this. I mean, he has fun.
He
does. Your husband is living
his
best
life. He's
a good
time.
Yeah.
He
is definitely living his best life.
Yeah. I got a good one.
Whoever bids on this will have a great time. So bid now, EaglesRadiothon.com. Thank you, Kylie. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate them coming.
Thanks for the dating advice. I'm going to go
Of course.
Yeah.
Anytime. Yeah.
We'll let you know how it goes next time we see you. All right. There it is. All right. We promised to get all your Phillies calls coming up. Your guesses for Hughes Clues Plus. We'll hear from Howie, who spoke yesterday on the final roster cuts. That's coming up. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
We're here to help you.
You know what? To be honest, at this point in life, it's not that serious. So I tell myself.
You know this
that,
is?
You know what that
that's
is?
That's copium.
That's
right
copium.
There. That's total copium.
That is not copium.
You're the bait.
No,
no,
it's
one
not.
Copes more than you, Douglas.
No, it's not. I mean, you know,
so
like,
is.
Listen, I'm an acquired taste, man.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, hey, everybody can't handle all this. So it just is what it is. God made me too perfect.
Is that
so
it? Is that there? It is. We figured it out. Yeah.
I mean, that's the most copium thing I've ever heard.
That, no, Kyle. When it came out my mouth, I was like, "Yeah, that's copium."
That's
okay.
When you and Kylie construct the dating profile for you, there's your first line.
No,
God
it's
made
funny.
Me perfect. Yep. There you go.
When she looked at me, she's like, "Oh, you trying to date?" She looked at me like, "Yeah, good luck.
Yeah,
good luck, buddy.
This is a great way to find a match. God made me perfect. No negotiations.
Nobody can handle all this.
Living rent free in you people's head.
You can't. Handle
this is,
me.
They just can't handle all this.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So hold on. We need to get you on. We need to get you online, right? So we have a few ideas here, Joe.
Yes. So there's I was speaking to them before we hopped on the air, and apparently there's a celebrity one now that Hugh may. You have to apply for it though.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get rejected. I'm not going to name a name, but a former Eagle apparently was rejected, we heard.
You probably will get rejected.
From the app. So
especially
we could try that one.
Sacks away.
They look online. He doesn't think defenses, it counts anymore. They're taking sacks away. Anyway, so you have that one. And then there's one for people over 50. We can get you on there if you
What's
want.
What's that? Is that our time?
I just looked it up.
It's called our time.
Yeah, I may have searched dating
Silver
app
something?
For older
Silver
people.
Fox.
You better,
no, somebody
your
saw
wife,
it's something saw,
you better
Silver
delete
Fox.
That history.
No, it's something called Silver Fox.
No, I made sure to put the old people in the search. That way knows it's a joke for the show. Silver Singles, Hugh. There
Silver Singles. Somebody reached out to me from that, like a...
From Silver Singles?
I think it was like an Instagram. Like they asked if I wanted to join.
You know what? I think that should be the name of your fantasy team name in our league.
Silver Singles. Man, like a lot of those dating sites for older people.
Yeah.
They you know, you got like they take what they do serious. I'm finding folks.
Well, it's, you know, sometimes there's not much time left. All right, 215.
The upper
room. Time is of the essence, you Douglas.
I hate y'all.
You just celebrated a birthday. We're helping you out. All right, 215-592-9494.
Y'all take the joke too far.
EaglesRadiothon.com. That's not a joke. There's so many great experiences there. By the way, behind the scenes with us here in the midday show, current bid $250 or a remote broadcast will come to your home or your business. And Hugh will.
I would rather go to the home.
I know, because you want to go in their fridge.
I
want to
go in somebody's fridge.
Let's get back to the phone calls here on the Phillies. Can a win tonight salvage the series against the New York Mets? And we'll hear from Howie coming up in a few minutes on what he said yesterday as the roster is set, at least for now, the initial 53 for the Eagles. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
All right. I just want to say, man, we do need this win tonight, right? And see, the reason why I say that, right, we could leave off that field, leave them with a salty taste, and leave their fans with a salty taste, and let them know that, yeah, y'all let us off the hook. And guess what? I do want to play them in the playoffs, man.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
You know why? And I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. This reminds me of the Chiefs, right? They thought they, you know, had our number and everything. But guess what? It was time for us to show and prove, and we beat them dudes, blew them out, right? And that, like I keep saying, I compare this to the Eagles run, man. And that's what it looks like. We got to leave with this win, leave that salty taste in their mouth, Let them go back on this little losing streak, because that's what it's going to put them. Now, if they beat us, they're going to go on a winning streak. And guess what? We will see them in the playoffs. But what I want to say also, man, I do look like they need to just go in and study them tapes, man, because I believe that's what they did against us. They studied the tapes. They saw, you know, where the pitching was going and, you know, the stealing of the bases like we was doing. So they just mocked us, basically. You know what I'm saying? Here's with our own medicine. Last but not least, what I want to say to the team, man, this ain't the time to be cocky. A lot of these guys got cocky, even with the pitching, even with Bryce. I got a little cocky, man. Get back to focusing, man. Listen, we got games to win. You know what I mean?
Well, they do. I just think sometimes you just need, like in basketball, when a guy misses like 5 or 6 or 7 shots in a row and they're a good shooter, sometimes you hear they say they just need to see the ball go through the net, just like remind yourself.
Yeah.
The Phillies need to remind themselves that the Mets aren't that much better than them. Like the Mets, they're either even or the Phillies are a little better or the Mets, like it's close, right? They're pretty close teams.
Right.
But
right.
When they play each other, it feels like the Phillies forget that they're just as good as the Mets. Like we just need a win tonight to remember.
Right. That's it. And I want to give my huge clue, too.
What do you got?
If I can.
Facelift.
I'm going to go with, you know, I was off one day. You know Sherry Shepard. I normally turn on hair and hair. I don't know. Can I ask, is it a female or a male?
You can't. We can't give away more clues.
All right, I'm going to go with Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake had a facelift?
Apparently. Well, I haven't heard of Ricky Lake in a while. Does Ricky Lake still do a talk show?
I think she does a podcast. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, I was about to say sure.
I think everyone does a podcast. There are too many podcasts, if we're being honest.
Let me Google it. Ricky Lake.
Do you know anyone that doesn't do a podcast?
I don't do a podcast.
Well, this show's a podcast.
I guess technically this is a podcast.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. They get clipped and podcasted.
You know what? And after I said it, I was like, damn, we do be on you people every day.
Every single day. All right, Black Gritty's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty's got a podcast on blackgritty.com.
Of course he does.
Anyway.
Shameless plug.
Hey, who's shame? I'm not ashamed. We in the upper room.
Yeah, she does.
I only got so many days left with you, brother. Yeah. And Hugh, I can see my toes. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Once my toes is gone, I know I got too big. Let me get back to business, y'all. I've been a whole long time, y'all talking crazy. Joe Giglio, I hate you with all my heart.
Why?
It's his fault.
Why? Last year, the Phillies are the best team in baseball's history. I've never seen a team like that. And the next thing I know, we lose for a month straight.
Mm-hmm.
You come out talking about, aren't the Phillies got it locked up? And then what happened? We go out there. We it's you, Joe Giglio. There's something about you that the universe is just like, shut this white Newton up. And I don't like it, Joe Giglio. You've got to stop with this proclamation and fantasations. When you get too excited about stuff, you ruin all the joy. And you know who else is to blame right along with you?
Who's that?
Bryce Dressing Coordinator Harper, okay? Why? The same reason I got on Schwarber. Can we just play baseball? Do we got to go out there and have our dad throw us balls and pander to our home team? Do I got to have this fake rivalry outfit? Like, you do the wild wives, you do the fanatic, you know, you're doing all the stuff, but you're going to go out there in the enemy's colors? What made you think that would do anything? And it's the vibe. And people say, oh, this stuff doesn't matter. Look at the dugout. They look like a bunch of losers in there. You go in there, you wear your rivalry outfit, you get knocked around by 30. Then you come back the next day, and I'm over here worried about Bader doing something while the rest of the guys are just sitting there lifeless in the dugout. So it does matter. It's your fault, and it's Bryce Harper's fault, and I want to know if you're going to have any accountability for yourself.
Well, I will have accountability. If I'm wrong and the Phillies don't win the division, I will say I was wrong. But I'm not taking it back. They're going to win the division, Black Gritty. I still believe it.
I wake up every day saying we're winning the World Series because it's all I got. So I hear what you're saying. I know we still going to win the division. But it makes it I called earlier and Kyle didn't even know it was me. He's like, this is not Black Gritty. Stop pretending.
You weren't yelling. It was jarring.
Because
I actually couldn't tell.
When I get really angry, it's time to be scared. You know what I mean? I'm yelling at you, Joe. You know I hate you, but I love you. You know, we y'all be talking crazy.
Yeah, of course.
But when I'm calm, that's when it's time to have fear in your heart. And that's how I felt last night. Like, Duran, you out here, and again, the whole attitude. So when you got a guy who comes out to his parade music, you better not come out here in Red October to that music and then put up a performance like that. And the defense, you're right, they do have to show up and help. But my goodness, you're throwing 100 miles an hour and the ball's coming off the bat quickety quick. I'm sick and tired of it. And again, I blame you, Joe Giglio. Now, let me guess with this Hughes Clues. By the way, Hugh, you are the worst cluer in America.
Worst.
I just got to say it every single time. You're the worst.
I give awesome clues.
All right, what do you got? What's your guess?
Is it one of the Jenners? They always get in Facebook.
It's not a Jenner.
That's not bad.
It isn't. All right, well, I got to ask you guys because he brought it up. What was the worst move this week of the two? Was it me pronouncing the division over before the series started, or is it Bryce Harper wearing the Mets gear? I mean, I vote that Bryce was the worst move, more tone-deaf move. What was more tone-deaf?
But see, for me personally, he bounced back with the protein. Like the protein.
He didn't bounce back because he's selling protein on a website. He's hawking a product, and he bounced back?
No, like y'all don't understand how this went for him and his team.
I'm sure it didn't go well.
No. They workshopped this whole rollout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the billboards and the rivalry pack.
Yeah, which I hated.
And the fact that you rolled it out on your Insta page.
And they turned comments off on that one. Someone got in someone's ear like, turn them off! Turn them off!
Like, there are certain things. Like, this is what amazes me. And I'm not harping on, I just find it amazing. Like, you know, I find Tobias Harris and the money.
Don't do this.
But no, Joe, your team of air quote experts told you that this was a good idea to wear the opposing, not just some other team in another division, like in your direct competition, wear their colors. Somebody told him to do that. And so much so that they wrote what they had one for. The Marlins, right?
Yep. Braves.
The Braves.
Nats.
They had one for every team in this division.
Yeah.
And they're selling. Who buying that?
Nobody.
Like, who, when you put up those charts and everything, who told you that this is the, what is your demographic? Because when we do this show, you have a certain demographic you're trying to hit. What was your demographic?
Who is that for?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. And I think they realized it after one day and a lot of loud and upset people on WIP. Then we got to shut this thing down. All right. We did promise you'll hear from Howie Rosen. Let's do that. Eagles set their initial 53-man roster yesterday. I wouldn't say there were any jarring cuts. Like, nothing struck me as like, oh, my goodness, they cut that guy. One thing that did catch us was Darius Cooper did make the roster, which we kind of thought was on the way to happening.
They did just add a cut now. Trevor Keegan, guard.
From Michigan last year. Yeah, he's kind of been, it feels like every time they try to elevate him in the preseason, he doesn't like take it and run with it. So Eagles just get rid of Trevor Keegan there. All right, let's hear from Howie. And let's start with this because, Kyle, I heard this as a win for everyone out there that does believe defense matters and assets are assets. Here's Howie on the idea of the CJGJ trade, waving Kenyon Green and how he thinks of building a roster.
Yeah, again, I don't look at things in a vacuum. You know, I look at the big picture of how we're trying to build this football team and what the resources that we have to build this football team. That's money, that's draft picks. I look at it, how we're going to build this team for 2024, 2025. 2026. So, you know, I don't really look at it just in the value of just one specific move. You know, we had to do a bunch of things here that we thought were in the best interest of our team to compete this year, but also to compete going forward. And, you know, I think that's a big reason that we made that move there. And in terms of Kenyon, obviously he missed a bunch of time here, which hurt him. I think that when you come here and you play offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles, understanding that how we want our offensive linemen to play, the fundamentals that Stout is teaching our offensive linemen to make them compete at a high level, it takes time. And he ran out of time here. That doesn't mean that he isn't a guy that we'd want to work with if the opportunity presented itself.
All right, so how are we talking about the assets they have, the assets they use? I mean, I heard that as a little bit of a win for the Defense Matters crowd.
Mm. No? I didn't hear it that way. Mm. I mean, but I'm pretty sure you did because that you talk about a hot take, a beautiful take that lives rent free in y'all head. That's the one because it's the truth.
Well,
very convenient that you didn't hear it that way.
I didn't hear it that way. I didn't.
Well, they did cut the offensive player they got back for CJGJ. They cut him.
I mean, he probably couldn't play. But the bottom line is this.
But didn't you use that as an offense defense thing? They got a guard back. Offense.
No, but the resources.
Yeah, well, this one isn't convenient to his agenda.
No, the resource allocation is what it is.
What?
Like at the end of the day, you still have more resources allocated to the offensive side of the ball than you do.
Draft picks are also resources.
No, I'm just saying.
Draft picks.
Yeah,
they use a lot of draft picks on defense.
Yeah, because they're cheaper.
Cheaper. For now.
Yeah, but they're for now or later, though, they're cheaper. When you look at the way that this team is constructed right now, we are going into this season with the like last year had the number one defense. Now there's an unknown on the defense. The only known quantity on this team is the offense, and they've been here longer. That's the asset.
Is the so the offensive players are known. Is the level of the offense known?
No, that's yeah. We can argue that all day. Yeah. But the bottom line is they allocated the resources to one side of the ball that they're sure that's going to take off, and they started from scratch on the other side. That gave them the most success.
Financial resources.
Yeah.
Draft pick resources.
That's the only thing that matters in this conversation.
That's not what Howie said. I mean, that's not what Howie said.
That's basically what he's saying.
It's not.
He said
it's
he looks at all resources.
I mean, it's not basically. Look, you don't have to do the basically what he said. Like, we just heard the words come out of his mouth.
I'm telling you what he said.
We just heard what he said.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. And when you look at the roster breakdown and the financial breakdown, who has the most money allocated to that side of the ball?
We just listen to the audio.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
But isn't it also, I could just make a case, it's a moment in time. Like, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when they had Fletcher, when they had Slay, when they had more Hassan Reddick, the offense at that point, Devontae wasn't paid yet, Jalen wasn't paid yet, Dickerson wasn't paid yet. It feels to me like it's ebb and flow. And right now they've flowed towards the offensive players are in their second contracts, so we need cheap defense. 3 years from now, it may ebb the other way.
It may, but right now it's about the offense and the allocation of resources on that side of the ball.
All right, Howie also talking about the roster as it is now, but saying he's not done yet. Here's Howie.
We're not done here. We're not done. You know, we'll see what happens in the next 24 hours. You know, I think I said this the last time we spoke. We got a lot of picks here, and we're happy to use those picks in the draft. But I think for us, the early part of the season, September, we got to see what we have, you know, and if we need something, I'll do whatever I can to help this football team and be aggressive. And Jeffrey gives me that opportunity to do that. And so, you know, I don't think that we're done. I don't think this is necessarily, you know, this is a work in progress.
Not giving me the keys quite yet.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. No, he's going to drive. but we're going to continue sitting together. But, you know, I think that's where we got to be.
Well, I'm going to save that one for around the trade deadline when we need some help here, whether it be corner, whether it be edge, whether it be safety. I mean, he's telling you they have a lot of picks next year, and he's not done, and if they need help. Yeah. That was a good one. Nothing shocked me yesterday. I am happy Darius Cooper made the team. I mean, and they, you know, they have seven undrafted free agents on this team. That's a lot of undrafted free agents for a team that's projected to be this good.
Yeah, because they're taking chances.
Yeah, they've had success with it.
Saving money.
Well, they're also just taking the best players. That's what it tells me. Darius Cooper.
Oh, no, that too. I'm just saying they're finding diamonds in the rough. Yeah. And it helps keep that cost down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can pay all them offense.
Yeah, but some of those guys are offensive players like Darius Cooper. All right, let's. I need to take this phone call. Christian in Atlanta says Hugh dated my godmother. Christian, good morning.
What's going on? Yo?
What's up, Christian?
You.
Hey.
I don't appreciate the. You had the bad, you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I need this.
We
need
this bag.
You fumbled the bag? What'd you do?
You fumbled the bag, you. Now, I don't know how many you had down here in Atlanta, but you had one. I ain't going to say her name on here because I'm going to respect the marriage. But the irony of it is she just got married this year. And guess what her last name is?
What?
It's Douglas.
Is that right?
But, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't, because you just said you weren't going to say the name.
But I think you know.
I'm not going to say her name, but it rhymes with Darlene.
Silence is deaf. What do you got?
Uh-huh. Wait a minute.
So you know you don't know.
Wait a minute.
I think he knows.
Oh, he sounds like he does.
Yeah, he's making a face like he knows.
We can see the look on his face.
He's on YouTube. People can see him.
I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, I need some more information. Where did Darlene used? I mean,
the person that rhymes with Darlene.
Yeah, yeah. Where she used to work.
A super high position for a car rental company.
You know,
really up there in the position.
You mean out there in what was it?
Pinewood
Studio. I know.
Yeah,
the
smile's on his face now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you fumbled the bag.
I never got to meet you, but she used to always tell me about y'all dates and stuff. And I remember one time the Eagles came down, we was going to the game, and you was doing a pregame over where the tailgating.
Sounds about
and
right.
I was like, "They go Hugh," and I was like, I wanna meet you." And she was like, "Nah, I'm mad at Hugh. We ain't talking. I ain't talking Hugh right now."
That sounds about right.
Golly, Hugh,
you know, right. I know who you're talking about. I know he ain't lying.
No, I didn't think he was. Christian, you call again. We need more of these stories. No, we appreciate
Christian,
you.
Christian, don't you call ever.
No,
you
no.
Call
in. We want I need details. Christian as a regular.
What did she tell you about the dates with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, call back for sure.
No question. 215-592-9494. We are all over the place today. Second clue coming up. We got tickets to Sean Jackson and Mike Vick at the Link. Their team's going head-to-head in October. We got a pair of tickets. Huge clue. Second clue for you. We just got an update on the NFL Top 100. We got to tell you a quarterback above Jalen Hurts that someone in this studio said wasn't going to be on the list.
Hugh's getting red.
I know.
I can't get red.
Is Hugh blushing? I didn't know that was possible. EaglesRadioathon.com. Hop on there and bid on amazing experiences. We'll go out to your house and do a broadcast. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, wow.
This feels like this is your life, Hugh Douglas, this hour.
Yeah, what a day. What a day.
Feels like a Friday.
It does feel like a Friday, and it's most certainly a Wednesday. All right, Eagles Radiothon is going on. You could bid right now. Text midday to 53209 to make your donation. You could have Landon Dickerson come mow your grass, which is really one of the coolest ones. That of all of them, that one caught me. And as Ryan Hammond pointed out a little while ago when she and Kylie Kelce were in the studio, there's the private children's book reading with Jalen Hurts, which is really cool. You and five of your child and five of their friends will receive a guided tour of the NovaCare Complex and then a private reading of Jalen Hurts' new children's book, Better Than a Touchdown, read by Jalen Hurts himself. So hop on right now, EaglesRadiothon.com. The current bid on the Hurts reading, $5,000. You could also bid and buy a t-shirt as well for $30 if you just want to give a smaller donation. Hugh, how you doing over there?
I'm all right.
Yeah. You sure about that? Okay. Before we go any further, can we settle down and give everyone a second clue? Because your first clue today,
all right, then,
not getting through to people. All right, we have a pair of tickets to the Delaware State Norfolk State game at the Link in October. It's the Sean and Michael Vick's teams. All right, clue number one was
recently had a facelift.
All right, how about clue number two?
You probably woke up to this face every morning when you were a child, when you were young.
Okay, all right, that's an interesting kind of twist on it. You've probably woke up to this face when you were a child. All right, there's clue number two. Quickly, before we go back to phones and the Phils, the NFL Top 100 we unveiled on Monday. Jalen Hurts came in at number 19. Hugh, as soon as it happened, we were going through, okay, what does that mean for like where he was ranked among the quarterbacks, right? Because we expect, in some order, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow to be very high on the list, right? But then, so originally we were like, all right, that means Jalen Hurts is the fifth quarterback ranked by the players. But then, Hugh, I brought up a name we hadn't heard yet, and we had a discussion, is he going to be ahead of Jalen? And if he's not ahead of Jalen, that means he's not on the list at all. Well, it did come in today. Number 15 on the list. I'm guessing the fifth quarterback, making Jalen the sixth quarterback. Number 15 overall, Jared Goff. Hugh, your take on Goff being 15th among all NFL players, and that means, of course, ranked ahead of Jalen.
He had a good year.
He had a great year, regular season.
I can't argue that. If that, like, that's what the peers voted on. That's what his peers voted on. So you really can't argue with that. Now, do I agree with it? Probably not, but I'm not playing football, and this is not a poll about how Hugh feels. It's a poll about how his peers feel about him.
You know, it's interesting to me. All offseason, we've argued these lists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the players one. So, but this one is very similar to all the other ones when you really kind of unpack it, right? So in some order, the top four are going to be the top four. And then a lot of these lists, Jalen, Goff, Daniels, were all kind of like 5, 6, 7, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what they are on this one. On this one, it looks like Goff is the fifth ranked quarterback, Jalen 6th, Daniels 7.
Yeah.
It's kind of like all the other lists anyway. It just hit us in a different way because we're counting it down and you got the other positions.
It's his peers.
Yeah.
The peers. That's what it is. The peers. So that's pretty interesting.
I think a lot of people are going to be annoyed by the Goff thing.
Yeah,
you really can't
argue, in my opinion, the way his peers feel about him.
Well, I also think, although they are totally different players, right? Like there's their opposite kind of skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something similar about them. They both play on really good teams. They both play with a lot of really good players. So at times it's kind of hard to unpack how much is them, right? Like Goff gets to play with Brown and Laporta and a good offensive line.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's done well with good coaches, but not with not good coaches. Like to me, there's something similar about them where they have a lot of talent around them. So it's like, how much credit do they get?
Yeah, but they still get credit nonetheless.
Well, sure.
So that's the most important thing. So yeah, and like before everything, before the wheels came off the wagons, Detroit was the destination you had to go through to make it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were waiting for that matchup, that Detroit Eagle matchup. That's what you really wanted.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get it in November when they come
well,
in.
Well, it's not the same, but you still get it.
It could be huge.
You know, this is one of those things where I do think if the list was made after the Super Bowl, Hurts goes ahead of Goff.
I agree.
But, like, there's no question Goff had a better regular season than Jalen. And we do the whole thing with, like, well, what do you want Hurts to do? Throw the football when they have Saquon Barkley? Well, Goff had Gibbs and Montgomery mm-hmm. and still was able to put up high-volume passing numbers.
Yeah, they ran the ball a lot, just like the Eagles.
He had a better season than
he did. Yeah, and then he crapped the bed in the playoffs, and Jalen Hurts did not, and that's why I agree with Kyle. If it was done after the season, Hurts is probably right above him. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Larry in Philadelphia talking Phils. What's up, Larry?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Good
morning, Larry.
Please allow me the latitude of completion. You know, with this silly debacle. Now, I do believe that, you know, we need to win this last game because we need the momentum back and the mental aspect of it because we have, you know, the Braves and then the Brewers coming.
Yeah,
up.
The Brewers right after that. And then they play the Mets again soon. Larry, I'm with you. We need the win tonight. We got to get out of there at one. And then I'll just feel a lot better. Larry, give us a guess for Hugh's clues to get you in the mix for the tickets. Who's he talking about, Larry?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus had She had a facelift?
I don't know.
I don't know if you wake up to her in the morning.
Yeah, that would be a lot. Yeah, Larry,
we appreciate
it. Kind of
waking up to Miley Cyrus when I was young.
Would it be weird?
When I was young. I said when I was young.
No, didn't she? Was she on a show when she was a kid?
Maybe she was a Hannah Montana, yeah.
Well, that's what. But that maybe that lines up with his age.
Okay, all right.
Like he might have watched her show.
I see where.
Or other people that age.
That was on me.
Yeah, I think it made some sense. It's not the answer, though. All right, Hugh, we have an update. When we had Kylie Kelsey on earlier, she said to us she was going to help you with the dating profile. It sounds like Jason Kelsey has chimed in here with maybe a little help on...
to help me out to get a date.
Yeah, the dating profile.
Yeah, since the girl I used to date just got married to somebody.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
I'm all right.
Doesn't sound like you're all right.
I saw the wedding pictures.
Okay, can we hear what this might sound like? Are you workshopping it?
I'll read you the first half.
Okay, perfect.
She might not be read,
read what you can, yeah.
Yeah, you get it. This gray beard is full of wisdom, sophistication, and cheese whiz. If you want to laugh and have fun, I'm your man. But if you're into small packages, you might want to swipe left. Because I'm XXL and always willing to finish the leftovers. That's his...
Jason, if you're listening, no.
Well, no, I think you have to use that.
That's a lot.
No, I think you have to use it.
But you know, it's the innuendo. I don't... You know,
yeah. Yeah, the whole package thing.
That's the whole fun of it. You gotta lean into the joke.
Okay. Fine.
I mean, I'd like to think that Jason was pretty successful in his
that's
Tinder endeavors.
Listen, it worked.
You know what? I probably need him to write for me. Is he busy?
He's a little busy, but he might be able to pencil you in.
Tell him, cool. That might work, though.
All right. Hugh's got himself a dating profile.
It's the eat the leftovers thing, though. Because it's that.
You don't share food.
That's
not going to go over well.
Because I was thinking something else.
All right. You going to relax over there? You're doing a family show. 215-592-9494. All right. Elliot's going to join us next. We'll talk Eagles cuts, his Phillies take, and maybe Elliot's help for Hugh's dating profile. All coming up midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.